This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States has issued a national terrorism alert warning of potential homegrown violent extremism in the wake of President Biden's election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The Homeland Security Department's bulletin does not cite a specific threat, but rather what it calls a heightened threat environment across the nation. It warns of the potential for lingering violence by people motivated by anti-government sentiment, specifically mentioning perceived grievances fueled by false narratives. The warning signals the Biden administration's effectively wading into the politically charged debate over how to characterize acts motivated by political ideology, and suggesting it sees violence aimed at overturning the election as comparable to terrorism. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
One of six men charged in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has agreed to plead guilty to a kidnapping conspiracy, AP's Rita Foley reports.
The FBI said in October it broke up a plot by anti-government extremists to kidnap Governor Whitmer. She had imposed coronavirus restrictions that angered them, says the FBI. In a plea agreement, Ty Garbin admitted that he and several others built what they called a shoot house on his property to look like Governor Whitmer's vacation home, and they practiced firing at it. Last fall, Garbin's lawyer said he didn't intend to kidnap the governor, no matter what he might have said in recorded or online conversations. The lawyer said saying things like, "I hate the governor," is not illegal, even if you're holding a gun. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian police on Wednesday searched the Moscow apartment of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Demonstrations demanding his release were held nationwide in Russia last weekend. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The new top U.S. diplomat, Anthony Blinken, is pledging to work with core allies and partners to confront complex global challenges while investing in a diverse and inclusive American Foreign Service. Blinken was officially welcomed to the State Department Wednesday for the first time as Secretary of State after the U.S. Senate voted 78-22 Tuesday to approve him. In remarks to State Department employees, Blinken said that they will play an important role in the leadership position the U.S. will have moving forward.
I know you're ready. I am too. We're in the arena together. We do work that matters. So let's meet this moment, our moment, with joy.
Blinken has pledged to be a leading force in the administration's bid to reframe the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world after 4 years in which President Donald Trump questioned longtime alliances. Pope Francis marked Holocaust Remembrance Day by warning that warped ideologies can pave the way to another mass extermination. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Francis insists on the need to remember, saying it's a sign of humanity and civilization and a condition for a peaceful future. He adds, remembering also means to be aware that these things can happen again, starting with ideological proposals that claim to save a people and end up destroying things. He warns that the Holocaust began that way, opening this path of death, extermination, and brutality. The pontiff was commemorating the 76th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says it is not a question of whether this year's Tokyo Games will take place, but how. Speaking after a meeting of the International Olympic Committee's executive board in Switzerland on Wednesday, Bach said that all steps possible are being taken to make sure the Olympics are safe. Bach said that the IOC is having to ask for patience and understanding from athletes, from the National Olympic Committees, from the Japanese people, and from everybody.
It is too early to tell which of the many COVID countermeasures will finally be the appropriate one when it comes to the time of the Games.
Bach rejected any suggestion that the Olympics could be postponed for a second time or canceled entirely. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.